From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The opposition Barbados Labour Party says the resignation of Transport Minister Dr. Don Blackman is an indication of the disunity within the ruling DLP. The interim government in Suriname names its new cabinet, and senior economists in Trinidad and Tobago review the economy, the first assessment since the Christmas budget. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. It's still not clear what led Barbados's most controversial political figure, Dr. Don Blackman, to resign from the government yesterday. In his resignation letter, Dr. Blackman said he would not contest the forthcoming elections because of personal reasons. But the timing of the letter, sent to the chairman of the Democratic Labour Party just an hour before nominations for the general election closed, has raised speculation that Dr. Blackman had fallen out with Prime Minister Erskine Sandiford. Dr. Blackman was considered to be the country's most outspoken MP on the race issue and a severe critic of Barbados's white population.
The harsh regimen of slavery and the cruelties and exploitation of colonialism, the debilitating effects of neo-colonialism have failed to shatter these bonds. And whether those Afro-Saxons, by that I mean persons of African descent, who pretend to be Englishmen, want to believe it or not, there is an indissoluble link which they have with Africa.
Dr. Don Blackman speaking recently. Don Blackman was once a member of the Barbados Labour Party, which is now in opposition. And today, the leader of the BLP, Henry Ford, said he believed Dr. Blackman's departure was an indication of the disunity within the ruling DLP and a measure of how dissatisfied Dr. Blackman had become with the Prime Minister. I put these claims to Trevor Prescott, once a DLP senator and a close friend of Don Blackman.
Well, if this is so, those feelings are rather latent. He didn't reveal them in the discussion with me, neither did he state it in the letter to the Prime Minister. As a result, I think the letter showed some form of cordiality, more so than any kind of antagonism existing between the Prime Minister and himself. It was a rather cordial, a modest type of letter that he actually sent to the Prime Minister and to his constituency branch as well.
So as far as you know, there was no falling out with the Prime Minister?
As far as I know, I can't say anything more. If there's anything, any bitterness I said, it would have to be something that is latent. I am not aware of it, you know. There's anything like that to me.
In his letter of resignation, Don Blackman thanked his constituents and his supporters for their help and support through what he calls some of the most difficult times that any politician can experience. What exactly did he mean by that? What were those difficult times?
Well, I believe you must understand he's not a conformist. He's a politician that addressed a lot of social issues in Barbados. He has been advocating over the last few years for egalitarianism and some equity within the social and economic system in Barbados. And I believe he came under attack from those persons who were not prepared to at least allow the working class people to share in the equity of the country. And this has led to comments in the press, business sector, on some occasions not approving of a position that he might take.
And Mr. Blackman was, of course, perhaps the most outspoken politician in Barbados on the question of race. Do you think that these are some of the pressures then that might have led to him resigning?
Everything is a possibility. I don't believe that most of the times when a person resigns, there's so many things attributed to the resignation. And I guess that obviously these were some of the areas that he would have been attacked on. Some people interpret it in a very negative way, but I always see it as a kind of sociological analysis of the social realities of Barbados. It's basically a plantation economy, and some of the values and norms are spread through the entire society that we had from the plantation era. And he tried to address these problems because he saw, to some extent, those problems leading to a kind of disintegration within the whole order of the country. But no way I can see the things that he was saying as racism. I saw his position as that of, I would say, a humanitarian.
Trevor Prescott. At the last election in 1986, Dr. Blackman's platform rhetoric, in which he tackled the race issue, was called highly inflammatory and divisive. So I asked Henry Ford, leader of the opposition Barbados Labour Party, if Dr. Blackman's withdrawal from this election campaign also meant the departure